Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Imagine if you didn't have a recycling bin anymore. You just put everything in the trash, but somehow the reusable stuff still got recycled. Some places actually offer this service, but does it really work? Is it too good to be true? To find out, we had Laura Simhauser and Emily Tom from our Possibly team look into this. Welcome, Laura and Emily.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, this approach lets you dump all of your waste in one bin. Is this system legit?
To answer that question, we spoke with Jay Ebby. He's the founder of Patriot Disposal, a recycling company that uses this approach. And he walked us through the process. He says, first, the trash gets picked up on the curb and put into trucks, just like your normal trash system.
Then it gets taken to the facility where it's run through the bag breaker.
What's that?
It's basically just a bunch of spinning knives that break the bags open.
Then it goes through a spinning tube that has small holes.
So dirt and granular stuff falls out of it.
After that, the waste moves on to a conveyor belt where workers sort through the materials by hand and pull out recyclables. For example, one person looks for cans and there's another station where cardboard gets pulled out and so on. Now, the waste is ready to be put into a truck and driven to a landfill.
So, how much of this stuff actually gets recycled?
Jay says, all in all,
somewhere in the 20 to 30% is what I can get out of the waste stream.
If we compare that to normal recycling, in 2018, the U.S. had about a 32% recycling rate.
So it's not necessarily better than putting your stuff in the recycle bin?
Well, Jay has a different experience. He used to run the two-truck system.
When I switched systems, I got 600% more stuff out of the trash.
One of the reasons is that before, only 20% of people were recycling. Now, it's 100% of people.
And with the one bin system, Jay can pull items out of the trash that aren't usually recyclable.
Like what?
Some of the most common things he pulls out are ceiling fans, car engines, garden hoses, even Christmas tree lights.
Again, not an item you can put in your recycle bin at home, but I do have an end use for that. I do have a person that wants to take those from me.
Whether Jay has someone willing to buy items or someone just willing to take the materials, it all means fewer items are going in the landfill.
But what about contamination? Doesn't the trash make recyclables dirty and soggy?
Well, Jay admits,
It's a big issue.
Contamination makes the recycling less valuable. As an example, if you have paper that's stained with oil, it's more expensive to make a high-quality recycled product out of it than if that paper were crisp and clean. But Jay says,
so even though I'm losing a little bit more to contamination, I'm gaining a lot more product in my process.
I don't know. I think I'd feel pretty weird about giving up my recycling bin. I'd feel like I was doing something wrong.
Jay says a lot of people feel this way.
They've been taught since they were in grade school that you take this Coke can, if you drink a soda, you put it in a separate bin than the other bin. And it's hard to tell them they don't have to do that.
But the truth is, a lot of people, both inside and outside the industry, are looking for a better way. After all, it's not like the system we have now is working particularly well, despite almost 50 years of messaging that recycling is really important.
To answer your initial question, yes, it does work. It is possible to get recyclables out of a one-bin system. Time will tell if doing it this way improves on what we already have.
Great. Thanks, Laura and Emily. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.